Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be $46 a month higher compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code HOWIE50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The most talked about deal of the year could be back on. Elon Musk has sent a proposal to Twitter saying he is willing to buy the social media platform.
I'm back, baby! I'm back!
So let's say they reinstate Donald Trump onto Twitter.
Yeah.
Would you leave the service?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I don't need to be there for that. I'm not on Truth Social for a reason.
Oh, man. Hey.
I mean, how long can he hold a grudge?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I thought the article was going to be printed one time. It's good. I need it clear.
That's Joe Biden in his own voice telling the American people, I was always well aware of the business ventures my family was involved in.
I have to hear one more time that you did this for the family.
I did it for me. I liked it. I was good at it.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That's the number if you'd like to give us a call and check in with the show. We got a lot to get to this last hour. There was a terrible story on the Cape late last week. The police were called to a home in Truro, and there was a fire going on in the front yard, and there was a woman's body was on fire. It was a 69-year-old woman that had been murdered by her son, apparently, and then it set the body on fire. And he had barricaded himself in the house. He was 34 years old, and the cops got to him, and he said he was having suicidal thoughts. And so they took him to Bridgewater State Hospital. That's used to call it for the treatment of the criminally insane. I don't think you can use that phrase anymore. It's not politically correct. But it's the psychiatric facility for the state for criminals. And the state hospital refused to take this guy who had murdered his mother and set her on fire. So the state police didn't have anywhere to take this guy. They can't take him to the barracks. I mean, they can't deal with something like that. And so they took him to the Bristol County House of Correction, which is run by Sheriff Tom Hodgson. And they were forced to deal with this because the state mental health facility wouldn't deal with somebody who was obviously mentally disturbed. And so the guy gets into the cell. They put him in a Johnny, they call it. We'll have the sheriff explain what a Johnny is. And he still managed to kill himself by wetting toilet paper and shoving it down his throat. I mean, I think if people want to kill themselves, they're going to kill themselves. But now the sheriff is running for re-election, and despite every other state in the country, this is not a good year for Republicans in Massachusetts, and his Democrat opponent is trying to make an issue out of this as if somehow Sheriff Hodgson dropped the ball when he was just trying to bail out a failure at a different level of state government. And we wanted to have Sheriff Hodgson on to Bristol County. He's a candidate for re-election to explain what happened. And these charges are totally bogus. I mean, grandstanding off a terrible, terrible tragedy and a breakdown in another state agency, not the Bristol County House of Correction. Sheriff Hodgson, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Howie, thanks for having me. This is really no question. It's somebody trying to take political advantage of a very tragic situation. That family has gone through horrific situation, and for people to exploit it and use it for political advantage is just outrageous. It's unconscionable. What's really even more unconscionable is the fact that they're criticizing me. They ought to be standing up and applauding our staff and what we did, because what happened was the state police, when they made the arrest, when the guy was making these comments, he might hurt himself, they took him to Cape Cod Hospital. Cape Cod has a psychiatric ward there. They did a psychiatric evaluation on this guy. And then they released him and said he was okay to be released into police custody. For us, we won't take a regional lockup unless we know that somebody's medically cleared in a situation like this, or mentally, you know,
right,
cleared. In this case, they cleared him. So they brought him to us. When they arrived at our place, my lieutenant, this is where the applause ought to come in, my lieutenant, there was nothing there to suggest that there needed to be on a mental health watch by the mental health experts. My lieutenant on booking, we do a screening when they come in and ask all these questions. Ask the guy, do you feel suicidal? Do you feel like you want to harm yourself? He answered no to all of it.
Oh, he answered no. In addition to being cleared by the people at Cape Cod Hospital, he told your admitting officer that he didn't feel suicidal.
That's exactly right. But this is where the real applause ought to come in from my staff, not criticism. My lieutenant said, look, I'm going to put this guy in what we call a Ferguson, took his clothes away from him. And the reason he, so he could, you know, you can't rip it, it's nylon, whatever. But he did it out of caution because the mental health issue, but because it was a high profile case that was getting a lot of publicity. And in those circumstances, it was an extra precautionary measure he wanted to take based on that to his own judgment. And we commend him for doing that because he went over and above. So the fact that if people want to be mad at somebody, they need to be mad at Cape Cod or somebody else who were the mental health experts.
You know, I've looked at a couple of stories, Sheriff, and they say that he went to Bridgewater State, not Cape Cod Hospital. Which one is it?
No.
Or did he go to both?
No, he went to Cape Cod Hospital. I also saw that report, Howie. We didn't know that until later. We've seen reports that they tried to get him into Bridgewater, and they turned him. That's what I was told.
So wait a second. Did they try to take him to Cape Cod or Bridgewater first?
I believe they took him to Cape Cod Hospital first because they were down in Truro.
Yeah.
That's where it happened. And so they took him there when he started making those comments. I don't know whether they called Bridgewater to take him there first, and Bridgewater said no, but then they were right there, took him to Cape Cod.
So to clarify, that there were two hospitals that refused to take him, Cape Cod and Bridgewater. Maybe one of them saw him and the other one just did it by phone. They said they wouldn't take him. So the state police, after being turned down by two hospitals, they had nowhere to take him.
Right. And we offered, and Howie, the Barnstable Sheriff's Office in Plymouth lockups open. And so some of these departments have asked me, could they, like Wareham, they're not in my county, but they said, can we sign a memorandum of agreement to you and bring these people? Because otherwise you're putting, you know, you're going to have to put these people inside of a barrack with one officer in there that's in control of the barrack, who's working the radios, who's got to get up and go check this guy while he's in the middle of trying to dispatch, you know, to a major accident or something. I mean, these exposes police. That's why I opened my regional lockup when I first started. So police officers can stay in the community and not be exposed to something they're not trained to do. So we've offered it even beyond our county. And that's why the state police have brought them to us.
So there was a third place he could have gone, which was the Barnstable County Jail, right?
Well, Barnstable's regional lockup is not in service. He doesn't have
Oh, it's
one.
Not. Okay, so there was no option on Cape Cod.
No, not at all. Not at all. And that's why I've helped out these other departments.
So, you know, you were trying to take care of him. You put him in this what is it called, a Johnny, so he has less ability to.
It's a Ferguson.
Oh, a Ferguson.
It's a nylon
okay.
Ferguson, like a yeah. So he can't use his clothes to harm himself or, you know, tie himself up or anything like that. But again, we weren't required to do that by our policies, procedures, or mental health protocols, because there was nothing that told us anything. They released him. And he was cleared by the hospital. So when we get that clearance and we get the paperwork, as far as we're concerned, they're saying that this guy is not a risk.
Yeah, I mean, what were you? I don't know what your Democrat opponent expects you to have done in these circumstances.
Well, look, this is all politics. He doesn't understand what's required. He doesn't understand what happened. He didn't ask questions. He just simply tried to, you know, hop on something and try to use it to advance his, um, you know, his campaign as though we had done something wrong. But this is something we've seen consistently from him. He's not he has trouble with the truth, and he tends to exaggerate things to create narratives that help him because he doesn't have any real corrections experience, and he doesn't have any law enforcement experience. So
he's a former state representative, so he knows something about crime, I would think, being at Beacon Hill all those years.
Well,
I couldn't resist saying that.
No, I hear you. But you know, Howie, look, this is a serious job. It's complex. We deal with mental health problems. We deal with drugs, serious drug issues, people trying to constantly smuggle drugs in jails, suicides that happen in every jail in the Commonwealth and across this nation. But the question always is, did your agency and the way we run it have any contributing factors to when these people committed suicide in your place? And the answer is, not in our case. They're all independently investigated.
And aren't mental hospitals or hospitals with mental psychiatric facilities for people who've committed crimes, shouldn't they be the ones in charge of taking care of perps like this guy who'd murdered his mother, not you?
Well, absolutely. If they're showing any suicidal ideations or anything like that, they're the ones that have to evaluate. They're the experts. When they say, hey, no problem, this guy can go into police custody, and they've evaluated him, what would we expect law enforcement to do differently, right? My people are all trained to pay attention to mental health things and all that, but if there's no indicators from the professionals, then we do what we always do, which is take whatever precautions we think we need to take in any sort of custody situation, but it's not anything that we didn't fall short anywhere. And yet you have my opponent and then these others, the Boston Globe, I understand, and others, jumping on these things without knowing the facts, and then, of course, all motivated by their progressive, you know, sort of politics that they want to inject into a campaign.
Right. I'm sure it's only a matter of time till Ayanna Pressley denounces you. Because she knows so much about Bristol County and correctional facilities in general, you know?
Yeah, AOC and the rest of them are all trying to undermine my efforts to continue keeping the people in my county safe. We won't apologize. We did everything the right way. We're saddened that this was used, you know, for the family, that this was used, you know, as a political opportunity to score points by people that don't know what's going on and don't understand it. And they ought to be ashamed of themselves, frankly.
So if people want to know more about your department or about your campaign, Sheriff, where should they go?
They could go to sheriffhodgson.com, and they can understand everything that we're doing and more about our department. That would be very, very helpful for them to take a look at that, really understand the truth.
Okay. Thank you, Sheriff. Sheriffhodgson.com. Thank you for being with us. That's Tom Hodgson, the sheriff of Bristol County. We all knew it was coming, and it finally has. The real estate frenzy has really slowed down due to inflation, interest rates, and the overall economy. For sale signs are sitting in the ground longer, buyers are backing out of deals, and large crowds of buyers have disappeared. If you plan to divest of your most valuable asset, your real estate, then act now while demand is still hanging in there. Holding off selling or even renting your property could be a comfortable short-term solution, but not if you sell in a year or two for much less money. Don't hesitate. Sell today at auction under your terms. In a J.J. Manning auction, your property sells as quickly as possible through a marketing plan and recipe which has stood the test of time. For over 45 years and more, importantly, in every type of economy, J.J. Manning consistently creates a competitive environment with cash buyers who are ready to close with no contingencies. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Knock it off with them negative waves. Why don't you say something righteous and hopeful for a change?
Howie Carr.
He's been called the Nostradamus of our time.
You know something? If you liberals go on getting your way, we're all going to hear one big loud flush. That's the sound of the USA going down the toilet.
He's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends, November through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
The Boston City Council just raised their pay from $103,500 to $125,000. Is that too much, too little, or about right?
That's way too much.
95% say it's too much.
All right. By the way, Michelle Wu's salary would go up to $250,000. I think she makes $207,000. The way they've set it up is, or the way the custom is, the mayor makes twice what the city council makes, and so she would go up to a quarter of $1 million a year, which seems like an awful lot of money too, as well. 844-500-4242. We're going to take some calls this hour. I wanted to tell you though about a hack of a Capital One Bank and other firms back a few years ago. There's so many hacks, you probably don't remember this specific one, but this was a huge hack. And someone named Paige A. Thompson, 37, used a tool to scan Amazon Web Services to identify those which were misconfigured. I don't even know what that means. But she hacked into networks of over 30 entities and downloaded data. She obtained the personal information of over 100 million people. I'm reading from the Epoch Times. The data breach forced Capital One, this is a bank, to reach a tentative $190 million settlement with the affected customers. Capital One, the bank, was fined $80 million by the Treasury Department for failing to protect data. So that's the bank is out $270 million because Paige A. Thompson, 37, decided to do this. So yesterday, Paige A. Thompson was sentenced by the federal judge, U.S. District Court Judge Paul Lasnik. Would you care to guess what Paige A. Thompson got for a sentence for $270 million worth of damages? I'm going to give you a hint. Paige A. Thompson is transgender. What do you think? What's your guess, Taylor?
Home confinement.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
Didn't even get home confinement. Got probation. Probation! During the sentencing, the judge noted that time in prison would be particularly difficult for Thompson due to being transgender and having mental health issues. Wait a second, isn't that transphobic to say that being transgender means you have mental health issues? I think he should be sentenced to, you know, some kind of, diversity university or something. U.S. Attorney Nick Brown said he was disappointed with the court's decision and insisted that this is not what justice looks like. Apparently, it's what justice looks like if it's transgender justice. $270 million equals probation. This is what the U.S. attorney said. Ms. Thompson's hacking and theft of information of 100 million people did more than $250 million in damages to companies and individuals. Those cyber crimes created anxiety for millions of people who were justifiably concerned about their private information. This conduct deserves a more significant sanction. But the transgender's lawyers said that the client is suffering from mental health issues. Mental health, again, just a normal transgender person. How can she have mental health issues? I thought it was totally normal. But then you come up and you're looking at serious jail time. You claim you have mental health issues. 844-500-4242. 603. How long has he/she been transgender? I'm thinking after the crime. I do not know that. Just asking that question is transphobic. 603. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. And again, if you want to go and get your copy, your T-shirt that says Make Gas Cheap Again, they're available at HowieCarShow.com. Click on store, and it's a great T-shirt. And it's not only the price of gas that's through the roof, it's the price of all power, all fuel oil, cordwood, propane tanks, whatever you need. You need to get yourself a heater, and an electric heater. The electric companies can't turn off your heat, even if you can't afford to pay the bill this winter. It's going through the roof with Brandon. So you need the electric heater. That's why I'm giving the most loyal of my listeners a chance to win a Gen 21 infrared heater from Eden Pure every week during October. All you have to do to enter is subscribe to the Howie Carr Show email list. Go to HowieCarShow.com, click the Gen 21 Sign Up and Win banner, enter your email address, and you could win this extremely efficient and stylish heater from Eden Pure. The randomly selected winner will be announced every Friday in October on Police Blotter Facts Friday, so make sure you are listening. 844-500-4242. I said yesterday my favorite NFL players were those two L.A. Rams linebackers who tackled the animal rights activist in San Francisco during the Monday night game. That was yesterday. By the way, that hippie has filed a police report. I don't think he's going to get too far, even in San Francisco. But he did do that today. My new favorite football player of the day is Blake Bortles, the former quarterback for the Jags and other players. And he went on a podcast, I guess yesterday, and the host of the podcast, it was a sports podcast, said, "Gee, we haven't heard from you, Blake. What happened?" And he said, "I retired." He's 30 years old, and the hosts were shocked because he hadn't told anybody, you know. And he said, "I just didn't tell anybody. I retired a couple of months ago, probably just didn't tell anyone. So I guess you guys are kind of the first to know about it publicly, maybe." So he was a quarterback. He was the number three pick in 2014. You know, he was okay, I guess, for a while. You know, they got to the AFC Championship once. But he said he would come back. He'd end his retirement. Much like Tom Brady, he would end his retirement. But you can get Blake Bortles back in the game for a lot less money than Tom Brady. 2 years for $15 million? I'd be there in a heartbeat, he said. Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't? You know, not everybody can get incremental payments of $1 million like Hunter Biden. So do you remember this mayor in Austin, Texas, one of the hippie outposts in Texas? He was the guy who announced that everybody should stand down for the panic in 2020 at Thanksgiving. Remember this? And he sent out the message to the media in Travis County to record this, telling everybody to stay home. And he had recorded it after taking a private jet down to a resort in Mexico. Remember that? I remember it. There was a lot of that going around then. The mayor of Denver did the same thing, telling everybody to stand down. He recorded his message on his way to the Denver airport, which is like halfway to San Francisco. And he was on his way to go have Thanksgiving with his daughter in Mississippi, but he told his subjects, not his constituents, his subjects, that they should should stand down. Well, getting back to Adler, the mayor of Austin, so one of his police officers, a guy that you know had been in the force for 16 years and had been in the service before that, he just getting ready to retire. He had three kids, a granddaughter, a wife, all this stuff. He was killed in a traffic accident coming home from work last month, I guess, 10 days ago. And so the mayor, as mayors usually do, went to the funeral. Do you know what the mayor did? Mayor Adler, Mr. Woke Hipster, who rules for thee but not for me. You know what he did at the funeral? He fell asleep in the pew. He fell asleep.
Did you say Adler or Nadler?
Adler. Nadler with no N. Adler.
Well, it's easy to get them confused, especially if they're sleeping.
I didn't say he was eating a hot dog in the church. But he did. Yeah, that's right, though. He does. Nadler does fall asleep. Maybe this is some kind of disease for people named Adler Nadler. Adler apologized after a photo surfaced of him with his head down and eyes closed at the funeral for Officer Martin. This is the statement he put out. I want to express my deepest apologies to the family of Officer Martin. Officer Martin died 10 days ago and will forever be honored as a hero. Then they woke him up and he finished his statement. This moment should be about him and his family, including his two daughters, whose words today pierced my heart as a father. How the hell does he know what they said? He was asleep. What a jerk. One of the residents who saw him said, I was very angry. I was ready to get up and elbow him or something. I understand nodding off at church because you hear the same stuff sometimes. I'm not gonna tell you I've never nodded off. You know, it's hard not to nod off, especially if you're a little kid and you know you're just dragged there against your will. But the resident said, this is a memorial for a gentleman that passed on that gave his life for service, both as an airman and a police officer. So that's your Democrats at work for the day. 844-500-4242. By the way, you know, Pete Buttigieg, the Secretary of Transportation, you know he's married to a guy, Chasten. You know Chasten. You've seen Chasten. Chasten got a book deal out of his bust out bid for president in 2020. His memoir, I Have Something to Tell You. It was a great book. It was quite a tome. Even the Washington Post, as woke as it is, described Mrs. Pete Buttigieg's book as particularly tone deaf, if not worse. But wait, there has been a nationwide search, and Chastain Buttigieg, for he assumed his husband's name when they married. Chastain has just joined a public relations firm in Washington as a senior consultant. Yes, friends, there has been a nationwide search, and Mrs. Pete Buttigieg, also known as Chasten Buttigieg, has got a job at CNP Communications, which you'll be surprised to learn has close ties to the Democrat Party. KNP Communications has received almost $850,000 from Democrat campaigns since 2009. That's actually not very much. 844-500-4242. It's great to see. So this was a day before the Boston City Council gave themselves and the mayor these huge 20% pay raises. Meanwhile, the New York Times, which had to report on Monday that an elections security firm was being targeted by election deniers and conspiracy theorists for sending data back to China, and then had to report on Tuesday that, in fact, the owner of the company, who'd been portrayed as a victim on Monday, had been arrested by the L.A. authorities for doing exactly what the conspiracy theorists and election deniers, so-called, had said he was doing. They also had a story about suggesting that Florida had the hurricane coming for not supporting the climate agenda. So here was the subtitle on the story headline. Senior Republican officials and politicians in the state have opposed federal action against global warming, which is making storms like Hurricane Ian more destructive. How do we know that? Seriously, how do we really know that? I don't think we do know that. I think that's very fake news. That is the gospel of the Democrat Party, and the New York Times is a tract of the Democrat Party. But this is just a belief, a superstition, you might say. So this is the lead story. Hurricane Ian's wrath made clear that Florida faces some of the most severe consequences of climate change anywhere in the world. The state's top elected officials oppose the most significant climate legislation to pass Congress, laws to fortify states against and recover from climate disorders and confront their underlying cause. Do they know any of this? Their underlying cause? They say it's the burning of fossil fuels. And by the way, we the taxpayers, have appropriated through our congressional representatives a lot of money, billions, perhaps trillions of dollars, to, as the New York Times puts it, fortify states against and recover from climate disasters. Like, for instance, in Orleans Parish in Louisiana, New Orleans, the Army Corps of Engineers awarded, through their congressional efforts, hundreds of millions of dollars to the city and the parish government in New Orleans to fortify the levees against the Mississippi overflowing at times like Hurricane Katrina. And do you know what they use that for? The elected officials of the city and parish of New Orleans, they used it for hack jobs. They used it to build statues of themselves. They didn't use it on anything. And so then the levees overflowed because they hadn't been fortified. Do we really think the Democrat cities are capable of spending this money in a reasonable manner? That they're capable of spending the money wisely? 603 says, can any hurricane be more destructive than Biden's policies? That is really a good question. And the answer to that, as you know, is no. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. From pumpkin spice to apple cider, fall is the tastiest time of the year. And HelloFresh makes it easy for me to savor all the season has to offer with mouthwatering recipes delivered right to my door. Just now, I can treat myself to gourmet meals and pick up some cooking skills with their new limited-time Harvest Dinner Series, a collection of seasonal recipes with helpful video tutorials that are easy to follow and fun to watch. Hosting has never been easier either. Whether I'm hosting a small barbecue, celebrating Oktoberfest, or just gathering with friends, fall flavors from HelloFresh Market has a rotating selection of fall-inspired brunch kits, dessert boards, and more available for a limited time this season. I told you yesterday about Patrice from Arlington. She's been a subscriber for more than a year now. She said had a fantastic HelloFresh last night. Bulgogi pulled pork wraps with sesame slaw and cucumber. Delicious. The slaw was extra good. Another perfect HelloFresh side dish. And she said when she was a kid, her mother cooked pork to the consistency of old shoes. I know that well. My aunt did the same thing. It's what they used to call New England cooking. Just put it in the oven and go out to work and come back 8 hours later and give it to the kids with a chainsaw. But that's not what this is all about. HelloFresh
teaches you not to do that, and the easy way to do it the right way.
Exactly. It's the new style New England cooking and the new style American cuisine. And it's just really good, and it's less expensive in the end than going. It's certainly less expensive than takeout or going to a restaurant, and it can be cheaper than the grocery stores, and you don't have the hassle and the headache and the cost of gasoline to get to the grocery store. More big news. HelloFresh is now offering vegan recipes made without animal products of any kind on the menu every week. Enjoy recipes like sweet chili tofu bowls or spicy coconut curry. Get started today at HelloFresh.com/Howie65 and use code Howie65 for 65% off plus free shipping. That's code Howie65 for 65% off plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/Howie65. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the undisputed king of New England Talk Radio.
It's good to be the king.
Howie Carr. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
So Brandon was on a hot mic today. He didn't know he was being recorded. And he said something really crazy. There's a guy in Slaughterhouse Five. That's one of my favorite novels from the 60s, Kurt Vonnegut. And there was a guy named Paul Lazzaro in there. He was a mob type guy. And he used to say, nobody bleeps with Paul Lazzaro. And he ends up shooting the hero, or one of his guys ends up shooting the hero of the book in the end. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have given away the end, but it's not really that kind of book. But so Joe Biden today had a Paul Lazzaro moment. Listen to this. Cut 15.
Thanks for everything for coming down. We appreciate it.
Nobody bleeps with a Biden. Is that something any sane person would say? Especially someone that there's questions about his mental acuity or his cognitive decline, to use a more medical term. Nobody bleeps with a Biden. Somebody said, why isn't Bobulinski suing Hunter Biden for stealing the $5 million from him and the rest of the company? Maybe because nobody bleeps with a Biden. Did you ever think of that? But they're defending Biden. The Democrats are now reduced to defending his senility. This is Joe Scarborough talking about it this morning on Morning Joe, cut 19.
Doesn't matter anymore to Republicans. It's so funny. You hear Republicans and right wingers talking about how horrible Joe Biden is in press conferences, and sometimes he stutters, sometimes he stumbles around, sometimes he loses his train of thought. I'd stack that up against Donald Trump any day of the week, where Trump is so void, so vacant when it comes to policies, when it comes to understanding even the basics of domestic
American
policy
values,
or foreign policy, or constitutional norms, or our history.
And Joe Biden is not void and not vacant? Wow. Morning Joe, you better get out more often and watch some more of these press conferences and these videotapes, these remarks, whether they're in Fort Myers or in the Oval Office or in Scranton, PA. So CNN is beginning to panic. The New York Times is beginning to panic. They thought they were going to ride abortion, the Dodd issue, as Biden calls it. It's actually the Dobbs decision by the Supreme Court. They thought they were going to ride abortion and January 6th and threats to democracy to the midterm election. But guess what? It turns out that people see through that they're more interested in other issues. So this is CNN talking about what's really concerning Americans. And it's, guess what? It's not January 6th and it's not abortion. Cut 17.
All right. So this is a new Monmouth University poll came out yesterday. I shared this with our dear friend Eric Hall, who's the executive producer, because I thought this was really interesting here. Look, at the top of the list, extremely or very important, 82% said inflation. That's not so surprising. But the crime, look at that. Crime at 72%, way up there, the second most important issue for the federal government to address. And then abortion, all the way down here at just 56%, basically tied with infrastructure at 57%, well within the margin of error of infrastructure. This split, with crime being so high and abortion being so low, was quite the shocker to me.
I guess Henry Enten must have a trust fund if he's shocked that people are worried about inflation and crime. He must live in a gated community or probably a doorman building on Park Avenue or somewhere. And by the way, are you buying that 57% of the American people are concerned about infrastructure? Or that 56% are concerned about abortion? I'm not. 844-500-4242. We will be back tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.
To the ground. Gone.